Hello, I'm Bob Taylor, and welcome to a new edition of Bob's Used Record Shop. Welcome back once again to another hour of specially selected recordings from my vast collection of original vinyl LPs, CDs, and 45 RPM singles. Songs old and new from artists past and present, some of which I would venture to say you'll be hearing for the very first time. Enjoyable music. Informative and entertaining insights into the artists, the recordings, and the music itself. All you need is an open mind and appreciation for music of diverse genres, eras, and artists. So the show is called Bob's Used Record Shop, and as I have stated previously, the word shop is used as an intransient verb, meaning I do the shopping, you do the listening. So with that in mind, most used record shops today also sell a variety of new records, and in this last couple of weeks, I have splurged on some new vinyl. In today's show, I will be spinning all brand new records. Some of these new recordings are from familiar artists, some are re-releases of classic albums, and some is just new music. We're going to start out with a brand new recording from an artist whose past has in no small way made an indelible mark on the trajectory of modern music as we know it today. I'm talking here about Ringo Starr, the drummer for The Beatles. Since the breakup of the Beatles, Ringo recorded a number of very successful albums during the 70s and has continued to release records ever since. In the 1980s, Ringo started a live concert project called Ringo's All-Star Band, and it always brought out an amazing collection of musicians that played with him. I was privileged to be at one of the first couple tours that he had, a local venue, if you can remember, called Poplar Creek Music Theater. And I got to sit front row one of those years. It was really a great show. I believe that year they had Todd Rundgren and Joe Walsh, just to name a couple of the musicians that played with them that year. So with the pandemic this last year, Ringo concentrated on a new record just released in the last month or so. And the album is called Zoom In. And we're going to start out with the title track from that record. And if you listen closely, some of the musicians you're going to hear on lead guitar, you're going to hear Robbie Krieger, the former lead guitarist for The Doors, and on piano and organ, a gentleman named Benmont Tench, formerly of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
They used to think the world was flat, and there'd be dragons off the edge of the map. Till Galileo put on his thinking cap and changed things forever. It's just a dot for an astronaut. There's a whole universe in one raindrop. Or a single bottle of soda pop. We're all in this together.
Imagine what could happen.
Zoom in to get a new
There's not enough love in the world.
There's not enough hope in the world.
Ringo Starr from his new LP called Zoom In and a track called Not Enough Love in the World. A brand new song written by a gentleman named Steve Lukather, former guitarist and songwriter for the band Toto. I started out with the album's title track, Zoom In, Zoom Out, some very heartfelt messages about the state of the world today. From the worldwide ambassador of peace and love, Mr. Ringo Starr. Let's continue now with music from a new LP. This is from a group of singers that call themselves the Popini Sisters. They're out of the United Kingdom. And this is from their current album called Dance, Dance, Dance. And it's a dance floor reworking of a couple of number one hit singles.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for?
We'll be right back. do the tutti frutti.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Harkening back to the days of the tight harmonies of the Andrew Sisters, that was the Papini Sisters with a quick step version of the Whitney Houston classic, I Want to Dance with Somebody. And before that, they had a Foxtrot version of the 2019 smash hit that Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper did called Shallow, a movie Star is Born that was from that soundtrack. And that was a new update on that song. Next, we continue with a couple tracks from a brand new audiophile reprint of a classic album from Peggy Lee.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I've tried so not to give in. I said to myself this affair never could go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what may, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear, don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin, 'cause I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what may, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear, don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin, 'cause I've got you. Yes, I've got you. Ooh, I've got you. Let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I want you only. Rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime's the right time for kissing. Nighttime is my time for just reminiscing. Regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. Someone is you, you, you. I intend to be independently blue, blue, blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. Have you today, give back tomorrow. My love is your love, is no love for nobody else. Love me or leave me. Rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. Ooh, love me or leave me. My love is your love, there's no love for nobody else. I want no one unless that someone is you.
Peggy Lee from a 1956 LP called Black Coffee, presented here from an audiophile repressing made from the original master tapes by Decca Records, and she sings the standards I've Got You Under My Skin and Love Me or Leave Me. And I'm going to stay with the new editions of classic albums. Here is Ray Charles. From a classic album called Genius Plus Soul Equals Jazz, in an audiophile reprinting of that original album, that is Ray Charles in a song called Moanin'. And that takes us to the end of the first half hour of music today. You are listening to Bob's Used Record Shop.